The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Kathy Barnett joins us now. Well, Kathy Barnett, welcome to the fire, my friend. Good morning.
Woo! I know. We are winning. Long knives are out. People acting like I just crawled from up under, crawled from up under a rock yesterday. I've been running this race for 13 months, and all of a sudden, yesterday, everybody's like, who is she?
So yeah, there's a lot of very serious stuff being lobbed at you, and I know you're here and you're willing to talk about it all. At least I think you are. I've interviewed you a lot, and I'll be honest. I've never talked to you about your military service, for instance, never. So I will. I'll start here, and I'll ask you.
Yeah.
I got a text. This is an actual text I got from Sean Parnell, who, by the way. Who says, I 100% agree with you, Stigall, on your interpretation of these videos that are being shopped around about Kathy. He does not think that you're saying what people are saying about you. He's defending you, in other words. He says that it's taken totally out of context, these videos. It's your military record that he wants to question. So let's go. Ready?
Ready.
Kathy, were you at any point in time called to active duty? Were you... while you were in the reserve or guard?
No, and I have never made that claim. In fact, there are a number of videos that people are trolling for videos and trying to highly edit them, where I make that comment all the time that I was never deployed. That an individual does not get deployed. My component or my unit would be deployed. And the unit that I was a part of, they never got deployed. And let me just say, for context, with this, the Washington Examiner piece that came out on me yesterday, again, I've been running for 13 months, right? I've been knocking down the doors of mainstream media. Look at me, talk to me. There's something real going on here. No one wanted to talk to me. They only wanted to talk about the two rich guys and how they were beating up on each other. And then all of a sudden yesterday, I'm driving from Elk County. If you know anything about how this state is laid out, you get a lot of missed calls up there. This particular reporter calls my manager, and all of a sudden she wants to know everything right then and there. Go, go, go. He doesn't have no one walks around with their military records in their back pocket. He explains that to her. She gets off the phone. And then goes and writes this article. Kathy won't answer anything. Like, what are you talking about? So I finally get home. I go through my treasure trove of information dating back 20 plus years. I get the records and I send them out to media outlets. I have not tried to hide anything. I have lived as a very open book. The people of Pennsylvania have done a tremendous amount of vetting. It's just that those who don't live in this state all of a sudden recognize that I exist and they want answers yesterday because they don't want a true conservative running.
So I'm just going to go through all the questions that I have laying in front of me and you answer them as you see fit. And the audience is going to decide what your answers are and whether they're satisfactory to them. Okay. Let's see. Were you ever issued a DD-214 ever in your military career? I'm not sure what that is. I will tell you that Colonel Kurt Schlichter has reviewed those documents and said that he doesn't see anything abnormal or sketchy or suspicious about your service based on those documents, by the way. But
because
so what's a DD-214?
Because it's not. There is absolutely no cloud of ambiguity with my records. They're trying to make a case, right? With these false allegations. Yes, I have DD-214. I also have an NGB form as well. That's the one that is in front of people that we posted. Most civilians have never paid attention to these forms, but my service is clearly there.
Here's another question. I'm just going rapid fire, Kathy, because there's a ton coming at you all of a sudden. Did you attend?
Okay, go ahead.
Did you attend basic training and AIT?
Yes, I did. And those records are out there on the form that is out there. if you go over, it's itemized, number one all the way down to whatever. And 10A, 10B shows my 4 years of service in the National Guard. And 10B shows the 3 years I started off in the Army Reserve. And then you see another document that shows where I was honorably discharged in 2000. So I went in 1990. That is on that document, along with my basic training and AIT and whatever other things that I accomplished. And then you see the 2000. So from 1990 is when I enlisted, 2000 when I came out. That's 10 years, and you can see it right there.
All right. I'm going to move on to these Selena Zito questions that she wrote in the Washington Examiner, because the most loaded charges are all race. So I'm going to leave those last. Let me start with just basic questions. Selena Zito says you've not answered the name of your hometown.
Because this is her first time asking it. It's called Repton, Alabama.
I feel like you've told me often you've grown up in Alabama. I'm not sure I understand. I mean, okay, but whatever.
Who walks around saying I grew up in Repton, Alabama? And no one says that. I grew up in Alabama. I've always been here. And I ran for Congress in 2020. Again, the people vetted me to a high degree. And although I tried relentlessly, I was on Sean Hannity's show 7 times, I believe it was, between radio and television. And he talked glowingly about me until Oz came into the picture and then shut me out. He had 7 different opportunities to ask me any questions he wanted, but instead he does his whole thing. I've been on all kinds of shows, and they had many opportunities to vet me, and they didn't. And then when these 2 carpetbaggers come in, now no one wants to talk to me, and I'm beating down doors and knocking down doors, and all of a sudden they're like, "Who is she?" Right?
Okay,
and it's because I'm a threat.
Let's talk about this carpetbagger thing, because that seems to be another implication. When did you move from Virginia to Pennsylvania? She says in her book bio from 2018, she lived in Virginia. What year did she move to Pennsylvania, and which election did you participate in when you moved here?
I've never lived in Virginia. That was a typo made by my editor, and by the time we discovered it, it was too late, and I just like, whatever, who cares? I'm not running for office. I never thought I'd ever run for office. So that consideration never came into my mind, but we've lived here. This is our 9th year, going into our 10th year. I've raised both of my babies here. My daughter came here right before she started kindergarten, and I've raised both of my children here.
Okay. Your first vote, did you vote in Pennsylvania most of the time you've lived here or not?
I voted every single year. Well, I voted from the year I got here. I think it was, let me see. I can't remember, but the one that really pops out in my mind is 2016 for the primary for President Trump.
Sure.
As well as for the general election for President Trump. But yes,
I
voted.
Okay. This business of you being an adjunct professor, people seem to question that. Where and when were you an adjunct professor?
Yeah, at Judson University in Illinois.
And when was this?
I don't remember the exact date, but probably started in 2009.
Okay. They question what financial institutions you worked with and when.
Yeah, I've often talked about that. I say I worked with 2 financial firms, A.G. Edwards and Sons, and Bank of America Capital Asset Management. It was my first job right out of college. So we're looking at the late 2000. Probably 1998.
She wants confirmation of the college you graduated from was Troy State University.
And then she lists the college where I graduated from. Are these people completely lazy? Can they not pick up the phone and call the college themselves? So she asked for my college where I went to, and then she named the college that I went to. It's as simple as picking up the phone. This is nothing more than a hit piece, and it goes to show that the swamp is not just occupied by Democrats, and I think that's a shocker to some people, and perhaps I thought that way as well, that it was Democrats versus Republicans. And now I recognize over the years that it more looks like those who have and those who don't, those who are in power and want to keep that power, and then those they want to make sure don't get a chance to get into that power and disrupt that power.
All right. Now, here's the most explosive stuff. Let's get into the hardest part of this. I've known you a few years now. I've never heard anything personally from you in person or in private, on the air or off the air. I've never heard anything that would suggest to me that you're some sort of, I don't know, racial demagogue. But there's a lot being said now about your past statements and involvement with things like, let's take this first one. I'm hearing a lot about this, that you wanted to erect an Obama statue. Where is that coming from? What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And during the summer of 2020, if you remember, the Emancipation Memorial, they were seriously talking about removing it. I'm sure your audience will remember how they were destroying statues. And not because they actually read the history about any of these statues, but they were just wanting to get rid of all statues. And the Emancipation Memorial one that was paid for by emancipated slaves showed Lincoln standing there, and there's a slave who is supposed to be rising from slavery and breaking the chain. And they found that to be offensive, because one can say he's rising, one can say he's in a servile position. And they found that to be inflammatory. They wanted to get rid of it. And so what I was proposing is that, why are we getting rid of any of these statues? I know the good, the bad, the despicable things that happen in this nation. And yet our nation has done the hard work to move beyond those things, right? And so why take down these markers that simply mark a period of time? Instead, let's continue to add to history. And so you have, so I proposed two statues, adding Frederick Douglass on the left side of that memorial, Emancipation Memorial statue, and then on the right, erect the first Black president, right? So you have a former slave, Frederick Douglass, looking at a slave that's rising from slavery because he's emancipated, standing there beside Abraham Lincoln. And you have that slave looking into the future at where this nation will be. President Obama being president is a fact. I did not vote for President Obama either term because his ideology, his way of life, his way
of that was my next question. You 100% never voted for or supported Barack Obama.
Never. Now, you know, as a Black person growing up in the Deep South, of course, when you see someone who is a Black person who is actually have a chance to become president, of course, your radar goes up and like, let me look at this person. It probably took less than 5 minutes for me to go and look how he has voted in the past and to read through, some of his statements and articles. And then I bought his book. I think it's called My Father's Son. And it became very clear that I cannot vote for this person. I have never talked about voting for someone based on the color of their skin. That's so myopic. I looked at who he was, and it did not align with where I am and what I want for this country.
There's a very emotionally charged video of you. It's funny because the tweet that is being that was sent around that I first saw when this avalanche yesterday came was your hashtag in a tweet, BLM, hashtag defund the police. The video linked in that tweet, if you watch it, is a very tearful, very emotional Kathy Barnett pleading with Black people not to trust the lie of defunding the police. I would assume, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt here, you used those hashtags to inject that video as part of the conversation online. And people are taking that to mean that was a supportive hashtag, when in fact I think it was just to be part of the conversation. I'm interpreting that for you. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, and you're interpreting it correctly because you think, right? And so they are.
Well, if you watch the video, it's obvious. You denounce it.
It's very obvious, right? And this is during the summer of 2020, when you have Black Lives Matter and Antifa out there pulling people out of their buildings, beating people down. At that particular point, when I did that video, I had just heard about a one-year-old child who was shot through the stomach with some Black thugs with a gun in their hand, just shooting. And one of the bullets went through the tummy of a one-year-old black baby who was in the park with his mother. And then we had, retired Captain David Dorn, a black man trying to protect his friend's business, shot in the face again by some thugs. And I'm pleading to black people that we are being used. They're using the color of our skin, the history of this nation, to make us believe that we are still in Jim Crow law days. And that is not the case. And it's very clear. I mean, and the only insidious and upsetting part is that I have spent my entire adult life fighting for our nation, fighting and trying to remind Americans how amazing this country is.
Kathy, is there anything, just because I don't mean to interrupt you, I want to make everything as clear and transparent as possible with the limited time I have. Is there anything you've said on video? Fast Eddie, is there anything you're seeing on video? I want to be very clear here. There are people who want to vote for you that have reached out to me to say, given what I've seen Greg Kelly show on Newsmax or what I've seen tweeted, I think Kathy Barnett called George Washington racist, or she believes in systemic racism, or I can't know every video you've ever shot and put up on YouTube over the many, many years you've done this. So I don't know. Is there anything on video you've said about race that you regret or would like to take back or clarify?
No, not at all. If you look at it in context, I am a student of history. I'm a very thoughtful and deliberate individual. I'm a very sober-minded individual. The exact kind of senator you want, not one who just flies by the seat of their pants and takes polls to determine where they're going to be. So I am a very thoughtful and deliberate individual. And so I talk in long form about a variety of very important issues. But because we live in a society where some people get their information from tweets and it's just a snapshot in time, you don't know what came before it. You don't know what came after it. You have those in the media who will use their platform to exploit it. This is fake news. The swamp does not just include Democrats.
Here's what's being said about you. Here's what's being said about you. All right. Ready for this? They're saying you have not been vetted. You're going to get hundreds of millions of dollars thrown at you. They're going to rip you to shreds. You have not been vetted. And as such, you're going to embarrass the Republican Party and go down in flames to John Fetterman once you're fully exposed, once you've been fully vetted. That's what a lot of people are saying about you now. And so you would say,
it's really in the hands of the of Pennsylvania. I have done everything that I could do to move this ball. I mean, this is truly a David and Goliath situation. And I believe that if Pennsylvanians knew they had a better option, they would have the good sense to jump in with both feet and take it. Did they vet the guy from Connecticut, McCormick, coming in? Did they vet the New Jersey Oz coming in? Do we know everything there is to know? Has anyone asked tough questions about Oz voting at the Turkey embassy, voting in the politics of Turkey as well as in America? Did anyone vet McCormick on why his firm invests a portion of the sovereign wealth fund of the Communist Party of China? Has anyone vetted them on their strong ties with the World Economic Forum? Do you not think these people have very high negatives? Why would you take people with very high negatives in the Republican primary into the general and think you're going to win? So we're going to have to keep our head on a swivel, people. Focus.
Let me play this, George. Let me play this particular clip for you, and you respond to it, please. Okay? Here we go. Okay. Kathy Barnett with us.
Yeah. Like you, wanted to make sure that these police officers that George Floyd received justice, and that these four police officers did not get a tap on the wrist, right? I wanted that just like everyone else in this nation. And I can say for a strong certainty that I would have been out there right along beside each and every one of you who were protesting in Minneapolis. I would have been right there, lock arm and ready to have my voice heard, to make sure that those who are in power recognize that we are watching them and what our expectations are.
Okay. You get the sense of it. Kathy Barnett, your reaction to that video?
Yeah, and then I go on to say, but that's not what these people wanted. The ones who were stoking the racial tension, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the way they came into Minneapolis and burned down the police office building and just destroyed that state. And then we saw it move our city and then saw it move from city to city all across America. They didn't want what I wanted. You know, what I was saying at the beginning of that, I talked about if Black Lives Matter, for example, wanted, if their mission was for the world to come together and say, look, bad things happen. There is racism. This, you know, and it comes out and we don't like what this just happened. They had it. I don't recall one time anyone that I talked to, black, white or otherwise, saying that what they saw in that video with the police officer putting his knee on George Floyd's neck, I never saw one person say that was okay or wait, let's see more information. I saw an entire world come together and say that is wrong. And I said, but and if that's what they wanted, if that was the purpose to put a spotlight and say, look, this is wrong, we got to do better when these situations pop up, then they had that, but they don't want that. They wanted something very different. I've always said Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, and any other iteration of it is just another tool of Marxism. And Marxism comes into a country to destroy that country, to divide that country, not to bring it together. And that's what they did.
Here's another montage that's floating around. I'll get your reaction to this one. Here we go.
Dismantling privilege and classism in America today.
The reason for so much unrest in the black community is because of white racism.
Black Americans feel disenfranchised. Systemic racism, specifically among police officers. I recognize that there are inequalities still throughout our country. I have the blood of slaves coursing through my veins. White racism, white racism.
This is, I don't know who made that montage, but that's floating around out there. So what do you say?
Yeah, exactly. Highly edited. You go to chapter one of my book. I talk about what the Kerner Commission report that President Lyndon B. Johnson requested, citing white racism as the reason for all of the unrest in black communities during the late 1960s. Right? Jim Crow law. This is right before 1964 and the civil rights bill came down. And President Johnson wanted to know, why is there so much unrest in the black community? And the Kerner Commission report came out and said, oh, I know, it's white racism. And he said, and it reflected in education and jobs and other things. And then I began to move on beyond that of explaining that what he called white racism then in the 1960s is Democrat racism today, because where black people live, there's still a tremendous amount of racism and the of unrest. And the reason why there's unrest is because of Democrat policy. So
Kathy,
again,
highly edited videos. I will close with this question and let you run on this. Is there anything about your past, anything on video, anything you feel you should explain or need to explain to voters they haven't seen or you have misgivings about or feel differently about and you'd change your mind about today?
No, there is nothing that I have said as it relates to any of these things that are coming out about me today. Now, as a thinking adult, we grow, right? But as so, I can't say that blanket statement. I am not who I was in my 20s. I'm well beyond that now. I've learned some things about life. But as it relates to racism, as it relates to this nation not being systemically racist, as it relates to my strong support for our police officers, I have never wavered on that. There is absolutely nothing out there that would suggest anything different. I have been one of our party's most stalwart defenders of this nation and the path we've taken as a nation. But we're going to have to put our head on a swivel and focus, because this is not as much as it is about trying to cancel me as it is trying to cancel you and your voice. Remember what we just came through these past 2 years. How many of our vetted, quote unquote, elected officials who are in D.C. right now, who could have used their platform to speak out for you when they were shutting down your businesses, shutting down your schools, trying to get you to take forth vaccinations? How many of them used their platform for you? And then here I am coming and telling you, I believe this is the greatest nation that has ever existed because it was founded upon the greatest political document, the U.S. Constitution, and we must defend the U.S. Constitution. And all of a sudden, they're going out here taking videos, highly editing them. They don't show you the before or the after. Those were examples. For example, people say systemic racism. That's not Kathy, who I am. Remember who I am.
You're welcome back here. I hope we'll reconnect again. The election is Tuesday. Kathy for Truth on Twitter, BarnettForSenate.com, the website. Thank you for your time and coming and answering the questions today. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Chris. Blessings.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.